Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I keep saying anyway. Hello, how are you today? Really, how are you today? Is everything going okay? Thank you for listening to my podcast. First of all, I wanted to just say thank you to all who listen to, you know, my podcast. Over the past week or so, because I truly want to say thank you, and I also want to say that this is my, you know, daily podcast regarding the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, you know, and also philosophy, because as a podcaster and an artist, I have a lot to say. And the things I have a lot to say about is regarding the truth about love, because love conquers all. And that's why I talk about these, because it's in relation to my album or my digital album, Dove Knight Matter Part 2. If you keep an open mind, you would enjoy it like this song, because you would enjoy these songs, you know, because these songs are really good.
Because I never had been loved.
about love. It's about falling in love with the right person. Now, for those who have, you know, I know that, you know, some people, if they listen, they're like, oh, I prefer the pop, I prefer the rock. All I can say is just keep an open mind, because I'm a pop and rock singer. I've been an indie artist for a few years or more, and I also been doing podcasts for a number of years, and I have been an artist at singing and songwriting for many years. It's been a joy to do. But at the same time, being an artist, I want to talk about love, because love is so important. I also want to talk about real issues related to love, is finding love in thyself and overcoming adversity. And that's what it's all about. Here's another one. That I felt, because I was going through a lot. And then I realized that my singing can not only be used just for, not just singing, but also as an instrument. And I started to make melodies, and those melodies became part of my songwriting. And then I wrote the lyrics to Forever on Through Time. So I wrote it with someone else, and it was a joy to do. It's a body of work that I have been doing or releasing songs for many years. If you like That Is Why I Fell in Love with You and I Really Want to Be with You, if you like just the singles, it's out for you on iTunes. It's there for you to buy, or you can listen to it for free on Spotify, Deezer, Amazon. It's only $2. You know, $2 for an album or so, a few dollars. It's not that much. It's there for you. And I'm saying that in a sense of general consensus, you know, because I know that we are all going through something, especially after what happened with COVID. And I'm glad we got a vaccine, because that's one of my dreams, wishes came true. So, but still, we got to stay safe and, you know, wear a mask, you know, and that's what I realize, how important life is. And life is important through the answer and expression of love. And that's why I write about love. This album's for everybody, you know. And all I can say is keep an open mind and be a free spirit. And it's free if you want to just listen to it, or you can buy it. It's all up to you. And, you know, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You and I Really Want to Be with You is a, the storyline is about wanting to fall in love with someone. So when I came up with the concept, it's wanting to, you know, be with somebody, you know, be with somebody. And so it's Forever on Through Time. Forever on Through Time is, in a rock version, it's just wanting to be with somebody. But at the same time, while love is so important, then I have to talk about other issues. And that's why the Dove Night Matter Part 2 is authentic in my expression, because I had to write about things that affect me, like this rock song called, unique. You know, coming to L.A., coming to Hollywood to make it in the music industry, and what I experienced was so horrendous, you know, the homelessness, and I was able to find a place, and then I had, and I still had that dream, despite the sufferings I went through, and then I found a place, and then I came up with these ideas to make albums, and I made rock songs. Now, for those who are concerned about why is I'm, you know, releasing these rock songs, you know, it's just a part of, you know, a part of the expression to branch out. But I also written pop songs. And Unique is about, you know, people not taking me seriously and getting rejected, but still having the belief that someone will accept me. It was also about a situation where people prejudged me for the way I look, you know, my size and so on. I wasn't what they consider a typical look of a performer or something. So they didn't look at my talent. They looked at what I look like. And without actually seeing me on stage in front of a crowd or knowing where I can go with my art, because they're artists of all shapes and sizes, and we should give people a chance. Because we're all beautiful in our own way, and I feel that is the truth. But unfortunately, some people were just too ignorant and too shallow as prejudiced based on whether I was skinny or fat or tall or whatever. And I thought that wasn't right. But it should be about whether how good I can sing. Or it should matter if I can really write a song, or it should matter if I could play an instrument, because I believe that's where the music really counts. But people look at all the shallowness of the image and all that, and I'm like, that's not what music is all about. It's not about whether you can model. If that's the situation, then most of the musicians on this planet wouldn't fit into the industry. It's about whether you can play and whether you have the ambition to showcase that talent. Yes, good-looking people do sell, but so do authentic people who have the talent. And, you know, this is not, you know, it was about the Milli Vanilli thing. And I didn't like that. I think that everybody should be given a chance in some form or another. It's about whether I could sing or rap, or it's about whether I could write a song, write lyrics, write the music, or whether I could play an instrument. And that's the most important thing about music. It's just like acting. Can I act good? It's not about whether I think that's not fair. But in spite of it all, I keep my head high. And I'm glad I at least reached an indie artist to where I had a distribution company who let me release my songs to you. Because being a singer-songwriter, all my songs are for you. And here's another one, another song. And it is called, you know, I released this last year.
you to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
About realizing that if something don't fit as far as falling for someone and someone who didn't want to be in love. And the truth of the matter is it was just a friendship. And it was based on something that wasn't pertaining to reality of what love is, because I realized love was a two-way street. And if someone don't love me, I realize there would be someone who will love, I'll find love somewhere else. Because there's always going to be someone who's going to like me as opposed to someone who's not going to like me, and I have to not think about those who don't like me because life is too short. While I am equal to everybody on this planet, I also know that I have to, there are more important situations to talk about, to move on to. And it's just a process of staying healthy, even though at times it's hard, you know. And when I say all this, it takes time, or it takes wisdom through time, because time can heal wounds, to learn about these things. So I say one day at a time is the key for me to understanding what love is. Because the highest form of love is inside oneself. So if I love myself, I can love someone else. And that was the word is. And that's a process that would take a whole lifetime. Sometimes people can learn it quicker. And through more romantic love, it truly is about a two-way street. If someone doesn't love me a two-way street or vice versa, that's not love. I mean, love is 100% on both parts. I have to love that person has to love me. It has to be authentic. And that's the truth. And I want to also say that we are all equal. We are all beautiful. Because the truth is, may all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. As I said before, one of my wishes did come true. Got a vaccine for COVID-19. May God bless you all, no matter where you come from, no matter what religion, no matter who you are, where you are on this planet. Remember, we are all equal spiritually, and we're all God's children. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.